July 12th, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Fantastic stuff. That was Perfidia, performed by Phyllis Dillon, the old standard. There's a lot of different great versions of that song, but the Phyllis Dillon version is one of my favorites. I played it from her album Midnight Confessions, but it's on a lot of different greatest hits compilations and collections by other bands in that genre and that kind of thing. You can look for links for where you can find it on the Sounds in My Head website. And don't neglect to check out other versions of Perfidia as well. And if you like that song, it's a good representation of the way Phyllis Dillon sounds. So be sure to check her out, because she's really great and not nearly heard enough. Up next, this is London's Hefner. It's basically a few weeks ago, you know, Reagan died, much to everyone's grin. And due to that timely death, I was looking for a song about Reagan dying, and I couldn't really find one, so I thought a good fill-in would be a song about Margaret Thatcher dying, because she's kind of the British equivalent, and so that's what Hefner provides us with. Here's the song The Day That Thatcher Dies, from their very, very good, probably my favorite Hefner album, We Love the City, from 2000. It's a great album with a lot of really good songs on it, and so if you liked this song by Hefner, you should check out We Love the City and then maybe other Hefner albums, and then perhaps the new band, The French, which Hefner has become since they've broken up. So, without further ado, here's The Day That Thatcher Dies from We Love the City by Hefner. Where else put the sounds in my head?
We will laugh the day the Thatcher dies, even though we know it's not right. We will dance and sing. the day the Thatcher dies. Even though we know it's not right, we will dance and sing all night.
Why is it always good guys are murdered? John Lennon murdered, John Kennedy murdered. Why is it good guys are murdered? Mediocre hacks live on forever. Martin Luther King murdered. Gandhi murdered. Jesus murdered. Reagan shot, wounded, cancer 8 times. That fucker still walks. Well, you shot me, I'm back. Cancer on my nose, I'm back. Cancer in my ass, I'm back. My God, what's it gonna take? A syringe of AIDS shot in your eyeball? I'll do it. A Trident missile shot up your fascist, evil, mean-spirited, corporate puppet, devil cock-sucking ass? Where's the button?
Well, I woke up one day with an uncontrollable urge to get an MBA, a newfound hatred for the poor, and a burning desire to start a war. So I went to my doctor and said, "What the heck is wrong with me?" And he just smiled and said, "Son, why don't you sign up for the GOP? Well, the next thing you know, I'm putting up posters of Ronald Reagan on my wall. I got a collection of books by Milton Friedman and an autographed picture of Vaughn Hall. Then I started working for my congressman, and on the first day that I got paid, I took all my money and donated it to Contra Aid. 'Cause I was a teenage Republican. Oh, the year was 1981 and a new era had just begun. We went from leisure suits to power suits and disco records to guns. And we told the world if you were politically left of center, then it was reason enough to invade you. So to keep us safe from the communist threat, we went to a golf course called Grenada. Meanwhile, in the White House, anybody who wasn't extremely rich was persona non grata. Nancy Reagan said to just say no to everything except Frank Sinatra. But I was a teenage Republican. They promised to cut taxes and increase defense spending by $800 billion. Shooting for a balanced budget, give or take $2 or $3 trillion. Well, I supported Reagan and I supported Bush because they both sounded so sincere. But now when I look back on the 1980s, it all seems pretty clear that those guys are willing to say anything just to get elected, and nothing was achieved. The economy was destroyed and the American public was deceived. Now I'm standing in an unemployment line, my benefits are about to end. I wish I could apply to the same welfare programs the liberals tried to defend, but I was a teenage Republican and I can't deny it. I was a teenage Republican, though I try to hide it. I was a teenage Republican.
Concluding our tribute to the life and work of Ronald Reagan, that was Wally Pleasant with I Was a Teenage Republican, an incredibly great song from his 1992 album, Welcome to Pleasantville. I've been a huge fan of Wally Pleasant ever since I heard his song, I Hate Cops, a few years ago, actually a long time ago now. And I ran out and bought everything I could track down by Wally Pleasant, and I was not disappointed. And I Was a Teenage Republican is clearly one of my favorite songs, but he has a lot of other great songs. And rumor has it there's a new Wally Pleasant album trying to come out before too long. So if you're excited about Wally Pleasant, if you like that song, you'll definitely like everything else by Wally Pleasant, because that's a very good representation of how Wally Pleasant sounds. And keep your eyes peeled, because you might have a new record coming out kinda soon. All right, up next, the incredible Moses Leroy from his newest album, The Soft Lights. This is a song called The Color of Sky. It features Maho Horte, however you say her name, of Chibo Motto. She's amazingly great, and she makes this song. Honestly, this new album, The Soft Lights, isn't as good as Electric Pocket Radio, his first album. It's still, you know, pretty decent. It's worth owning. And I would say that if you like this song, maybe check out Electric Pocket Radio first, and then check out this album, because it's not as good. But it's, yeah, it's good stuff. I don't mean to talk it down. It's good stuff. But Electric Pocket Radio is just better. Anyway, so here we go. This is The Incredible Moses Leroy. Where else but The Sounds in My Head? Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Perfidia, performed by The Ventures, and Ensure Your Reservation by The Polyphonic Spree. And of course, right now I'm talking over Roll Credits by Kid Koala. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, send them to daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. And we'll see you next week for another episode of The Sounds in My Head.